Finding a great financial advisor is a tough task for a whole bunch of reasons. Some people could use a little advice on how to find an advisor, right? There's a new platform called Advisor Savvy, and it claims to be able to help with that. It's an online source that helps you find, compare, and rate local advisors through a collection of reviews and feedback and that kind of stuff. Here to tell us more about the service is its founder, Saul Amos. Hey, Saul.
How are you, Bruce?
I have been talking a lot about these kinds of services. Okay. In the last couple of weeks and months, I had the founder of Matchworth on a couple of weeks ago. Yep. Why are we hearing about these now? Because these review sites in other parts of the economy have been around for years. You know, rate your professor, rate your contractor. Right. Why are we talking about these now?
We're talking about it now because I think the industry really needs it. When you're a consumer, it's difficult to find that advisor. And when you actually look at it, the facts, there is only about 66% of the people out there, the consumers, that don't have an advisor. And right now you're seeing throughout the industry a transparency that's happening with consumers' investment reports and things like that. So you're starting to see consumers to take a more active role in finding the right advisor.
So how does your model work? There's a bunch of different ones out there. How does your model work?
So my model works is that we bring great advisors to consumers, and consumers have the ability to filter and sort advisors by a whole bunch of different categories, including language, years in business, ratings. So different opportunities for the consumer to find the right advisor based on a whole bunch of different factors that aren't available out there right now.
I talked about the review idea. As your system becomes more entrenched and has more history, will there be a traditional review functionality?
Yep.
Star ratings.
That's correct. And the difference is we're not looking for just one overall rating for the advisor. We actually rate them on five different factors. So we rate them on how often does the consumer feel, is it appropriate that they've received contact from the advisor? Do they have their best interest in mind? Do they feel that the fees are compatible with what they've seen in the marketplace? So we rate based on five different criteria.
When you say we, do you mean the consumer rates?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
Okay, so if I found my advisor through Advisor Savvy, then I can do a little review like I would do at an Airbnb property.
Yes, you can.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Does the advisor review me like on Airbnb or Uber? Or is
no,
it a one-way street?
It's a one-way street.
Right, and why did you decide to make that the model?
Well, right now, I think what's needed is there are a lot of great advisors out there, and they don't really have that platform to be able to showcase client reviews, and that's why we've done that. We don't have it right now set up. It's something that we're looking at in the future where the advisor will have the ability to rate the consumer, but right now it's more about the consumer rating the advisor.
Some advisors might get eviscerated in this
That's
review
correct.
Process. What is your policy for handling those reviews? I'm sure some of the advisors are like, get that down immediately.
Yep. So there's one key point in ours is that the consumer that comes on needs to sign in to be able to do the rating. And we do this for two reasons. One is to protect the advisor, and one is to protect Advisor Savvy in terms of an audit trail. So if the consumer has a legitimate complaint or legitimate review, we'll follow up with that consumer and ask some more detailed questions on what happened in the instance in the relationship with the advisor.
How do you vet the advisors that you're willing to have on your platform in the first place?
Yeah, so when the advisor signs on board, we actually check if they're in good standing with their regulatory body.
Anything else?
Right now, that's currently what we
So
do.
They have to be in standing, but they can be jerks, they can be philanderers, they can be terrible with their children, they can have smelly offices. All those things are fine by you.
Well, that's why we have the rating system
right.
and the feedback
That'll
system.
That'll come out in the wash.
That's right.
Tell me how you make your money.
Right. So we have actually three structures for advisors that come on. So they can actually come on free, and then they can come on either two other plans. One is about $21 a month for the advisor. The other one's $35 a month. Now, the reason why, and that works out to about $420 a year, we kept those pricing low for the advisors so that we could have more advisors on the platform. So we're not asking thousands of dollars from the advisor because we knew that would put us in a bad position if there were instances of bad reviews with the advisor.
Right. It's much cheaper than Matchworth or even when MoneySense Approved was in operation. I think that was closer to $2,000.
Yeah. And the reason, again, we do that is we don't want to be put in a situation where we can't be unbiased and have feedback from advisors that they're unhappy because they're paying so much. The second point I'll mention is we've kept it at a lower price so that we can bring advisors on that can afford it.
Do I want an advisor who can only afford a $400 ring?
Well, I think in most cases, advisors do a bunch of other things as well. This is just one piece of it.
You're still new. So I was on the platform. I did a search for fee-based advisors, found just one in Calgary. How many advisors do you have now, and how many do you need in order to be viable? And I love that we're talking now. You're in the beginning of your life cycle. Yeah. So it's not that I expect you've got what you want to have in 5 years. Right. But how many do you need to feel like, I've got good cross-Canada coverage?
So we're looking to have about 4,000 advisors on the platform in 12 months across Canada. And we do feel that that will provide a good base to cover all of Canada for the needs of the consumer.
13 smart questions everyone should ask their advisors. This is your, like, I don't know if it's your clickbait or your download this and we get your email address. Yep. But however you use it for your marketing, I think it's a great question.
Great.
What are some of those 13 smart questions?
Yeah, and you know, the site Advisor Savvy was built really to help the consumer to get confidence in being able to choose the right advisor. So that is just one example of assisting the consumer to ask the right questions when they're getting advice and looking for a financial advisor. But I think some of the more important questions, to your point, Bruce, is really asking about what are their certifications, qualifications to be in that role. The second one I would say is, how long have they been in the business? And the third I would ask is, do you have clients that are like me in my situation? And that should give the consumer a good idea of who the advisor is used to working for.
How do you think about fees? This is something I've been talking about for almost a decade. And thing I've said on this show and on many others for that time is, let's remember there's three types of compensation models. There's fee-based, there's fee-only, there's commission-based. How do you include that? Because that is a really relevant part of the decision for a lot of people.
Yes, it definitely is. And when you look at consumers, it's one of the things, especially in the younger consumer category, what they fear the most in terms of looking for advisors, that they can't afford the fee. And so one of the things we have on the site is you're able to sort the advisors by fee only and then no fee or like commission rate. So it's something that we're working on right now in terms of outlining for the consumer.
Do you think people have an adequate understanding of the relationship between fees and performance? Because it's all good. It's all well and good to say, well, the person's in good standing with the regulator. They're a nice person. They smell, you know, they don't have a smelly office or whatever. But if they charge 3.5% in an MER, to me, that just takes them out of the game.
Yeah, I think consumers have an understanding that advisors get paid somehow. It's just they're not sure how they get paid in a lot of circumstances. But I think in a lot of cases, consumers are warming up to the idea of figuring out what that cost is and how they can use that to find the right advisor for them.
What's a year down the road, 5 years down the road? What are some of the things that you're looking at developing? And I ask because when I had Matchworth on, one of the things that they have is a social component. And it's kind of an interesting thing. Basically, it's like a Q&A. Advisors can weigh in on all sorts of investor questions. But I can imagine that would be a lot of work to build and maintain that kind of a forum.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. We are looking at building a community for the consumer to be able to work with other consumers in their peer network. But Advisor Savvy is set up so that the consumer, that's barrier-free, so the consumer actually doesn't have to sign in to use Advisor Savvy. They can go on and search for the advisors. And I'll only say the good point is that we do have all the social handles for all the advisors on. So if the consumer's not ready to pick the advisor, they can follow the advisor and get a better feel of them.
Do you have an advisor?
Yes, I do.
Do you love your advisor?
I do, and it's one of the reasons I built this site.
Oh, interesting.
I found I was self-advised for most of my life, and then I found a financial planner that actually opened up my eyes to a whole bunch of areas that I wasn't competent in.
Yeah, and the great ones really are great and worth every penny.
Fantastic.
Yep. Saul, thanks very much for your time.
I really appreciate it, Bruce.
Saul Amos is the founder of a new platform called Advisor Savvy. He's hoping to help connect investors with great advisors.